I was cooking dinner for my family. It was going to be a surprise. But when the fire trucks arrived, that ruined it.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
One of the coolest events of my early childhood was a visit to the Prairie Bakery, where I was allowed to watch Mr. Clossy, one of the finest bakers ever to leave Holland, as he artfully punched his fists into a mountainous bubble of bread dough. Mr. Clossy loved a good joke, and puns too. He would punch away and say, "I'm making lots of dough," or "I'll get a rise out of this yet." I'm told he baked hundreds of loaves a day, so there was no loafing around in that bakery. And you never criticized his products, or you were toast. That bread was good beyond superlatives. You might say it was upper crust. I was seldom happier than when I peeled the crust off an entire slice of Mr. Clossy's bread and let it take about an hour to melt in my mouth. Yesterday, a Laugh Again listener sent me photos from a Prairie Bible College cookbook. Beside a recipe for bread was an article my mother wrote way back in the 60s. Mom penned books and hundreds of articles for magazines, despite serious physical and mental health difficulties and the darkness of depression. So I was very interested at her words written in that cookbook. First, she mentioned that bakery and the colossal ball of dough. Then she said this, "I wonder what that dough would say if it could speak. I think it would say, 'Hey, sir, is all this mixing, stirring, beating, and kneading absolutely necessary? And that scorching oven you're about to place me in, really, what do you hope to accomplish? Isn't there some better way to provide the staff of life for people to eat?' And I suppose the baker would reply, 'No, there is no other way. We want the finest tasting, most nourishing bread, so you must endure the process. We want the product.'" Mom continues this way, "Have you ever been so down to earth as to wonder and wonder and wonder about that prolonged, almost intolerable trial you are going through? I have. Surely we think we can serve God more acceptably without this devastating destruction. But think again about the making of bread. Wheat is ground into flour. Then come water and yeast and the long mixing process. At last, from a scorching oven comes the nourishing loaf. But not always. One day, Jesus miraculously provided enough bread and fish for 5,000 men and the women and children with them. No kneading or baking necessary. His disciples served the crowd until they were full to the gills. Afterwards, Jesus sent his disciples straight into the eye of a storm. And the storm accomplished what the miracle of the bread couldn't. The distraught disciples were certain the raging storm would prove disastrous. Then, in the final watch of the night, Jesus came walking on water. He was present. What relief! What joy! What peace! When Jesus came into the boat, it says, the wind ceased, and the disciples would come to see that all was well. Then, Matthew 14 says, those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, 'Truly, you are the Son of God.' Today, wrote my mom, Jesus is well able to perform a miracle for you. Instead, he may allow the storm to threaten our little boat. Then, when the darkness is unbearable, we too will see him coming to us, walking on our troubled sea. We then learn to worship him lovingly and loyally, not only for what he can do for us, but for who and what he is." Those timeless words, written 55 years ago by a mama who is facing raging storms and dark valleys, are a comfort to me, and I hope to you as well. And now, I think I'll rip the crust off a slice of my wife's bread and let it melt in my mouth.
Ever get a Christmas gift that missed the mark? Thankfully, God knew exactly what we needed. He gave us Jesus, the gift of life and joy. This year, Laugh Again has shared that good news in more than 100 countries, and your support made it possible. As 2025 wraps up, would you consider a special year-end gift to help us keep spreading hope and joy in 2026? Give today at laughagain.ca. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.